You're listening to Clouser on Business. Thanks for coming back. I'm Clouser, your host. Thanks for being with us today. As we say many times on our podcast, we do value your feedback and your questions. Today, I'm taking the opportunity to answer and give my thoughts on a question from one of our listeners. Actually, a two-part question, but we'll be discussing only the first half of the question today, since our discussion today will sort of set the table, to, so to speak, for the second part of the question. I've got Heidi Bird in the studio with me today. Heidi, how's it going?
Great. How are you, Clouser?
Hey, pretty good. Can't complain. Hey, so give us that question the listener has for us, okay?
Sure. We got this insightful question from one of our listeners. The question is, how do I know when it's time to hire an assistant or an additional employee? And how do you go about finding the right person? Mm-hmm. So, like you said, two-parter there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll address the first part of this, and then we'll come back on a future podcast and help you with help our listeners with how to find that person. But anyway, it's a great question, and it addresses a challenge that many of us have faced, and at one time or another, I've got some thoughts on it, and I know Heidi's got some thoughts on it. So,
absolutely, great question.
Yeah, anything off the top of your head there first before we get into it?
Yeah, well, probably not. You're not ready to. You shouldn't know you're ready to hire someone when you go, ah, I need like five people. So, I think the question is pretty insightful. Let's try and figure out for them maybe how to figure this out so that they're not in a panic mm-hmm. when they have to hire someone.
Yeah, yeah. I just jotted down some, and these are just my thoughts on it, and just based upon my business experience and life experiences. But I've always found that one of the first signs of someone maybe needing some help are the high priority items aren't being completed on time.
Yeah, absolutely. If people aren't getting things done on time and you see things that are lagging, especially whether it be outputs or billing or things that are time sensitive for clients or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think for whatever the reason, and probably some of the reasons we'll be discussing in a moment, but you know, your highest task, you're just not receiving the attention that they deserve and require. I mean, because, you know, maybe you're overloaded, you're piled up a little bit or whatever. You know, along with this is that, you know, things start to become sloppy or incomplete, and I'm talking about your highest priorities, and the results of your work end up a lot of times just being subpar. And
yeah, that's really difficult. I think that's a sure sign that someone is either overworked or overwhelmed, or they're just, you know, not able to do their job appropriately. And, you know, I think it's the first step of a good manager is to go to someone and say, hey, I'm noticing, you know, that this looks a little bit off, or, hey, I found X, Y, and Z errors in what you just gave me. Let's try and shore this up a little bit. Let me know, do you need anything? How are you feeling? Kind of, I mean, always engaging with the employee first to see if there's something else going on. Or maybe, you know, per your first one, you know, in terms of, are they prioritizing correctly? That's the other thing, you know, making sure that you communicate with them. All right, so here are our top priorities. And if they're still floundering, then, and if there's still mistakes in those top priorities, then yeah, what's going on? How do you deal with that?
Yeah. Well, we have a variety of listeners. And, so if you're the business owner, or if you're the management person and your work is sloppy, you know, that's your responsibility. I'm not sure if it's your employee's responsibility, but I certainly agree with you that, you know, that type of work, you know, needs to be overlooked and, you know, reviewed, I meant. And, you know, the only place subpar is accepted is in golf. So so if you're a business owner and or if you're a high level, you know, manager, then, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're responsible and it needs to stop there. The second thought I had was, and again, we're looking for signs that indicate that, you know, we need help. So another sign is that your time is being spent on lower priority matters.
Yeah. You know, you wouldn't obviously want the CEO or somebody who's high up in a company to be spending their time doing things that are just sort of what the people they manage should be doing. That is, I think, probably one of the number one signs I've seen at various companies when people have to step in from higher up because they're just, it's not getting done properly. You know, and that's, you know, you have to distinguish between the people who just it's because everyone's spread too thin or whether or not it's not being done correctly. I mean, there are a couple of things that could be going on there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think if it's spread too thin, it's an, or, you know, people are, you know, struggling to get things done. And unless there's just a mismanagement of task, then it's probably an indication that, you know, you need some help. And because if people are struggling to get their tasks done, then, you know, they probably do need help. But, you know, I was thinking on I had a thought on the working too much on lower priority matters. And I'm speaking to that, maybe that business owner or, again, a manager that, you know, there might be several reasons that are causing you to do that. It may be just what Heidi was talking about. You're understaffed. You know, there's too much work for the number of people you have. Might be you lack some delegation skills, however. And coupled with that, you may not think someone could do as well as you do. And we refer to those people sometimes as control freaks.
Nobody likes a control freak.
Yeah.
Or micromanager.
Yeah, that's right. And that's not good. So, you know, if you know this about yourself or maybe someone in a key position and you can see these things, then now would be a great opportunity to do a little self-assessment. But no matter the reason, you cannot afford to let your highest priorities go unattended. I mean, if you're a business owner and if you're that CEO, CFO, whoever you are, and someone or some bodies are counting on you to do your job, then somehow you've got to figure a way to stay focused on your priority things.
Absolutely. And I love that insight that you just gave because, you know, keeping your eyes on the prize at all times and overseeing the full sort of health of the company is really important. And, you know, if you're the CEO of the company, you should be the leader and you should provide the vision and you should realize that your job is to make sure that your employees are thriving and doing well in what they do, but also being really productive and that they have everything they need to do their jobs. But your job should be about the health of the company and how to move it forward. So you have some big things on your task list. So if you are doing work that others should be doing or you can be delegating, I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, well, the another idea or thought I had was your pipeline's filling up. I'm sure that we've all have had seen or heard the illustration about the bucket full of water that someone puts a garden hose that's running in it, and what happens to the excess water?
Goes right over the edge.
Goes right over the edge. So, you know, another sign, again, we're looking for signs here. Is your desk filling up? Is your electronic or cloud-based organizer full of things to do that seems like it's going to be impossible to get them done?
Yeah, I love that one. If your email inbox has reached 1,000 unanswered emails or your desk literally has folders falling off of it, like that bucket of water you were talking about, that's no good.
Yeah, or you asked somebody about something they were supposed to get back with you, yeah, and they said, hey, I sent that to you 4 days ago.
Not very good. That's a sure telltale sign.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing, too, is if you hear yourself telling yourself or telling others that you're feeling really overwhelmed, and you hear yourself saying that a lot, or if you hear yourself saying, I need, normally that's a sign you need to act upon something and do something about it.
Yeah, and sometimes I think that even rings true when people say, hey, I really wish I had somebody to help with this, or I'd like help with something else. You know, maybe you should pay attention to that a little more often and say, well, you know, maybe I do need some assistance with this. And what would, you know, the cost-benefit analysis look like if you could hire someone to help out with a specific something? Does that then give you back so many hours of the day or so many, you know, if it's going to help you and you're hearing yourself say that, it's almost like you're sending little signs to yourself that you might not be paying attention to,
I think. And sometimes I think people, and I'll throw myself in the mix here, sometimes we don't even realize that we're saying it, you know, but we're saying it, you know. It's like someone will say, you know, like, oh man, or give a heavy sigh, and someone will say, what was that all about? And they'll say, what was all that about, you know? So, but if you hear yourself saying, I'm feeling overwhelmed, step back and take an assessment. Another thing I had was, and this is really where the rubber meets the road on when things aren't good, is you lose your energy, and unfortunately you lose your focus. Causes here could be the long hours you're putting in because it just takes that much to try to get everything done. And then the fatigue sets in from working long hours each day without a break. So.
Yeah, I have friends who this has happened to, and you know, you can kind of get into almost like mini depths of despair without even knowing it, because you're working. Once you work away so much that it's a continued pattern, you can just fall into a pattern, so that's the new normal. You don't even realize that you're working so often or so hard.
Or every weekend.
Or every weekend, exactly. You don't realize that you've missed so many t-ball games or soccer games or whatever, and you've kind of gone off of that deep end because that is, you know, like I said, the new normal is I'm just working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's really going to affect relationships and your physical and emotional health. That's just not a good way to live, and also probably not a good way to run your business either.
Yeah, the thing I've seen and even experienced myself is just about the time where you're needed the most as an owner or a key management person, you've got yourself to a point where you're low on energy. You've even lost you know, a caring attitude, or maybe your, you know, that internal drive is beat up a little bit, and you know, maybe depression or you know, is in there in some way or another. But you know, it just it can affect a lot of things. It can affect a marriage, and you know, if you're single, it could affect your social time or whatever. But yeah, so another great sign there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Another idea that goes along with that one was mistakes and errors start to creep in. You know, you're under pressure, you know, trying to get everything done. You're trying to, you know, do those things that are backed up in your pipeline. And but just because there's not enough time, you get hurried, or things start getting done at the last minute. So the correspondence and maybe the data that's associated with your deliverables, are they go unchecked, and maybe they're not, you know, reviewed, you know, by yourself as well as they should, or even if there is someone else that normally reviews them, they just don't get that opportunity because it's being rushed and pushed out the door.
Right. So this goes along with number two, where you're seeing employees having errors and things like that. So mm-hmm. This is exactly the same thing, only I think this is categorized under more, you know, you're the owner or pretty high up in the company, and you're finding that you aren't even able to make the right.
Yeah, when the leader's got a problem, look out below.
Yeah, that's a huge sign, right?
And if there is any below.
But I think it's also, you know, it's also embarrassing because when you are in a position like that and you are corresponding with people and you are running a business or doing whatever you're doing or in a position as an executive, if you make those types of errors, then with them come the responsibility of having to own those errors mm-hmm. and then sending out the, hey, I'm really sorry I made a few mistakes or I made a mistake and all that. And you actually have to double up on your energy to sometimes apologize for certain things if they slip out or you send the email to the wrong Jack got the email. It wasn't that Jack at. It was somebody else Jack at. And you just let the first email that popped up come up there and then you send it away without thinking. I mean, that happens all the time, I think. And people don't often, if you're overworked, you're really tired, and you're prone to making mistakes, that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another sign that goes along with that is you start getting those clients and customers calling, asking where their, you know, where their project is at, and calls keep increasing, excuses keep increasing. And
how come I haven't heard from you lately?
Yeah, and then you ask for more time to complete them. So, you know, if that's going on, unless I'll say this, unless there's the exception would be, unless it's poor management, maybe you're staffed properly, but you're just, you know, say lousy at project management. Okay, so, but I would, on our topic about finding help, though, keeping it in that context is that, you know, that's going to be another sign. You know, you're up against a wall and you can't make it all happen.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's going to, as you alluded to earlier in the podcast and per the second question from the listener, that's going to tee up nicely too to then, you know, as you just said, if you have everybody in place that you think you need, then maybe you need somebody else, and how do you find the right person to fill like that project management position? Mm-hmm. So that's, you're right. You could have all the right bodies in there, but maybe there's something missing.
Yeah. Well, these are just a few of the signs that I could think of or I've experienced or I've seen other people experience. And I know that probably everyone that's listening to this has been there in one form or another. You know, as I shared before, as an owner or manager, you know, you need to be doing what owners and managers are supposed to be doing. You know, you're, some of you may be familiar, you know, nothing magical about it is to, you know, list your responsibilities or tasks that you're responsible for. And, you know, you prioritize them A, B, C, D. You know, I'm not sure if there's much need to go below, you know, more than that. But your A items should be the ones that are directly on your desk. I mean, that if you're the owner of the company or that CEO, CEOs do CEO things. Someone below you doesn't do CEO things, okay? So, you know, you prioritize them, and your Bs should be your direct report or, you know, those who report directly under you. Your B items as a leader are their A items. So, for instance, the gentleman I work for, you know, his B items are my A items. So, mm-hmm. I'm always, and he can attest to this, I believe, that I'm always asking him, hey, is there something I should be doing for you today other than just my, my normal task?
Yep. I have a similar situation where I'm in a number two position, and if somebody needs something, I make sure that it gets done that day.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's, you know, I like it that way because then also, you know, you can have the freedom to kind of do your tasks very well or do your job very well, but then at the same time help out because, you know, whoever is at the top is going to need your help sometimes. So, but that leads then to maybe you were going to get to this, you know, knowing that you can also, if you are a manager of level C people, then what, you know, if you're delegating correctly, then they're also able to manage up and down as well and help you with your tasks.
Well, yeah. And I mean, that whole theory works its way down. Obviously, you're going to get to the point, hey, I'm out of people. So somewhere along the line,
the buck stops.
Well, we're not going to have another letter of the alphabet, right?
Yeah.
So, but I would say this, just a good takeaway here is find time and go somewhere and prioritize your responsibilities. And come up with your A items.
Yeah.
and then they're yours. They're no one else's. They're absolutely yours. No one else can be the owner of the company except you. No one can be that CEO or whatever that position is, a CFO, other than you if it's your position. Yep. Second thing, learn to delegate. If there's no one else to delegate to, then you've already seen the big light. You know, you need to find someone, right?
If there's nobody but you anymore, that's scary.
Yeah, and if there is someone, and if delegation is the problem, then you've got to learn to delegate, and you've got to learn to trust.
Yeah.
So another little thing I learned a long time ago was keep a journal of where you're spending your time. Get yourself, we live in the world of handheld devices now, so it's a lot easier to do. But, early on I used to keep a little book, and, it takes discipline to do this. But, keep track of where you're spending your time. Hey, it doesn't have to be anything, we're not putting a man on the moon with what we're talking about here. But, just jot down, hey, 8 o'clock, I had coffee with somebody. B, I worked on this. C, whatever. And if you do that for each day for a number of months, a year, whatever, you'll start finding out where your time takeaway is and your priority takeaways are. And then you'll start getting a perspective on, hey, I could get rid of this, and that'll give me more time to do that. And, pretty soon, you'll be on top of it. Or the other thing, it'll help you identify what type of help and the type of help you need.
Yeah, I think that's exactly correct. That's a brilliant strategy. I think more people should do that. And I'm saying that because that will absolutely help you quantify exactly the type of tasks that you're doing. And so, look, if you own a company and you should be out selling and bringing in new business and cultivating relationships with your current clients or whoever it is that your business is actively serving, then that should be your top priority probably. And if you're basically doing a lot of office work, or you're trying to manage people, or if there are tasks that you're finding you're spending half of your time on, that's a great way to start. If you journaled it, then mm-hmm. you could say, okay, here's exactly what I'm doing. And that goes directly into a job description of exactly a person that you would either need or could groom someone within the organization to handle. So I think that's a really great thing.
Yeah, and if you see LinkedIn or Twitter come up a lot, that might be an indication of you can get rid of something. Yeah. Hey, so I wanted to say one more thing, though. I don't know who came up with this. Maybe Ben Franklin. I don't know. But, if you don't plan your time will get planned for you, and because people are good at doing that. And so that would be the last piece of advice I'd have on this before we take off. Heidi, what about you? Any thoughts in summary?
I think that's very wise advice. Thank you, Ben Franklin and Clouser.
I'm sure he probably said that somewhere. But
no, I think that's actually very true. I think that... Yeah, I appreciated this listener's question, and I appreciate that final word.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Hey, well, we're out of time for today, Heidi, so appreciate your insights and the thoughts you had on the topic, and I hope it's been helpful to our listeners. And it's these type of things just really excite me, because it's just where the old rubber meets the road in business, and it's nothing new, but it's always seems to give us fits from time to time. But hey, well, remember to catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and as always on clouseronbusiness.com. All for now, you've been listening to Clouser on Business.